Hi, this week we continue our question from last week. If the church doesn't matter, then what? This is part two. Many people today view the church as nice but not necessary. They think that the church is a good organization that has good qualities, but they don't view it as essential. Suppose for a minute that this is right. Suppose that the church really doesn't matter. Suppose that we could get along without the church just as well as with it. What would this imply? The last time we discussed this topic, we noticed in Acts 20, verse 28, where the Bible says Jesus died for the church and shed his blood for the church. We drew the conclusion that if the church is not necessary, then the blood of Jesus is not necessary either. But my friend, if the church is not necessary, then men cannot be saved. The inspired writer said this in Acts 2, verse 47, "The Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved." Who are these ones being saved which this verse talks about? Just look up to the 41st verse. In Acts 2, verse 41, "Those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them." The ones being added to the church were the ones receiving the words of the apostles and being baptized. What did the apostles tell these 3,000 people? Back up to verse 38 and you'll find the answer. In Acts 2, verse 38, Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." Listen to me carefully. Think about what I'm saying. How many people obeyed the apostle? 3,000 people obeyed. When they were baptized, what happened to them? They received the remission or forgiveness of their sins. They were not saved by saying a sinner's prayer. They were not saved by faith only. They were saved when their faith moved them to be obedient to baptism, and their baptism was for the remission of sins. Now, what else happened to them? Well, they were added to the church, the Lord's church. The church which Jesus spoke about in Matthew 16, verse 18, when he said, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it." Now, how many of these 3,000 people were added to the Lord's church? My friend, every one of them were added. Not one was left out. Now, last question. How many unbaptized people were added to the Lord's church? The answer, not one single one. Do you see the point? When men were baptized, they received the forgiveness of their sins, and the Lord himself added them to the church he said he would build. If you would do the same thing, you too would be added to the same church. The Lord does not change, Hebrews 13, verse 8. And neither is he a respecter of persons. He does not show partiality, according to Acts 10, verse 34. The only way these people could be saved was to believe the gospel message and be baptized for the remission of sins. When they did this, they were automatically added by the Lord to the church. But if the church is not necessary, then there's no remission of sins. There's no salvation. The idea that the church is not necessary is an idea that originated in the mind of man. It is not true. The church is God's group of saved people. No one who is saved is left out by the Lord, and no lost person is put in by the Lord. You too can be a member of the church that you read about in the Bible by doing the very same thing the people in the Bible did. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's www.willofthelord.com. And there you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.